Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina, and our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, it's Monday.
Hooray! Another week coming up. That's terrific. We all have something special to look forward to.
We certainly do. But the president looking overseas lately, Alan, and some serious situations going on. Let's start with Syria. Obviously, chemical weapons has been the issue. The response is the question.
Well, there are a number of things here. Number one, let us assume that what we're hearing is true, that the Syrians used chemical weapons. How disgusting, how awful. Who should be the world's policeman? Should it be the United States? Now, we have to be very careful. We know what happened in Iraq. We know there were no weapons of mass destruction. And we got hauled into it, and it cost a lot of American lives, and it cost a lot of American resources. And now we are faced with going into Syria. Who invited us? Did the Syrians want us? It became clear after a while that the Iraqis did not, or at least many of them did not, and large parts didn't. So now, what do? We start with a no-fly zone, and we go up there. We make sure that nobody can fly over Syria so that they can't drop the weapons. On the other hand, when we help the rebels, because it's always step one, and then there's step two and three, when we help the rebels, do they turn on us eventually if they win? We certainly have had our experiences with that. Even the major thinkers on this have said this is a no-win deal. And I think we have to be very careful, and we have to make sure that if we do anything, and that is a question which I'm really concerned about, whether we do anything. If we do anything, it has to be done in concert with the British, with the French, with the United Nations, not the United States bearing the brunt of it. So it's a nasty situation. And there really is not right now a clear and apparent answer.
In the beginning, I remember discussing with you when we began to see the so-called Arab Spring. You warned and said, be careful here. We don't know where this is going to play out. And now we look at Egypt.
And we know that there are people on the other side who don't have good feelings about the United States. Egypt, we keep saying, hey, look, we have to make sure that we're all set up so that the good people win. Well, who are the good people? Are they the military who are imposing their will and who will not let the others get up? Trust me on this, because they know the military leaders, the Morsi crowd and the Muslim Brotherhood get into power, that they're done, cooked, probably shot. So they're not going to do it. And then, of course, there's a real question as to whether the Muslim Brotherhood was playing fair. And there's lots of indications they weren't.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Hey, David, let's all have a good week.